Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, giving you the best in all things Americana-ish, including some fantastic artists from my backyard, and that right there is one of them, Brian Larney from the Bridgeport, Connecticut area with a new single out called Perfect. You can find it at brianlarney.bandcamp.com. And he hasn't dropped a full-length record in a little bit, but he keeps dropping these singles that are pretty fantastic, two of them so far this year already, and hope to hear more. Again, brianlarney.bandcamp.com. So, big show this week. We're going to be celebrating a big, big country birthday because for some reason in April, there's a lot of them. A lot of very famous country musicians who were born in the month of April. We finished the month with my most favorite of all, Willie Nelson. Don't forget, that's coming up very soon, a couple weeks, our Willie Nelson birthday bash that we do every year. It's one of my favorite shows that we do on an annual basis. But first, let's play some more new music, because I got a lot of new stuff I need to catch up on with all these birthdays I keep missing out. And this is a young lady here, also from my backyard. And we've already dropped a song on this show from her, and I'm really, really digging this new EP. The artist is Tessa Brown. The EP is called Alchemy Undone, and we've got some show announcements for her coming up later. They haven't been announced yet, but they will. And this is Tessa Brown off that new EP. This is called The Trials. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Washing the pages in tears after all these years. And won't you realize we are better than losing ourselves in time? can dream tonight. And maybe in 10 years we'll make our way back here and wear a different shape. Either way, you know I'll always stay. And so
so long. Bricks for brains, and my soul is strange.
Side of the tracks. Now, every now and then an album gets released, and I immediately think to myself after listening to the whole thing, I go, this is going to be something we're talking about at the end of the year when we play our favorite albums of the previous 12 months. And that's going to be one of them. I'm telling you that right now. One of my favorite country records so far of the year comes from Nicolette and the Nobodies. And I love this band. They got a new record out called The Long Way. And this is not the first track we've played off this record, but it just officially released April 12th. And you can find it at nicoletteandthenobodies.bandcamp.com. I gave the track Rodeo, which is a hot rocker right there. So make sure you check that band out. Before that, we gave you a band that you should already know, the Old 97s. They got a new record that just dropped on April 5th called American Primitive. We gave you the title track off of that bad boy, and you can find that at old97s.bandcamp.com. That's a band that's been doing it really well for a really long time, man. Really dig Old 97s. And I believe this is their first full-length record in like 4 years. So there you go. Check it out. Before that, I gave you a band called The Hawthorns. And they've got a new record that just dropped on April 5th called Zero Gravity. It's fantastic. You can find it at The Hawthorns. That's HAWTTHORNS.com. And we gave you the track called Flying off of that record. And then starting off the block, an artist from my backyard here in Connecticut by the name of Tessa Brown, who has a new EP out called Alchemy Undone. You can find it up on Spotify and other places. And we gave you a track off that. It's called The Trials. Fantastic stuff from Tessa Brown. And she's got some big shows coming up. I know because I booked a few of them. We'll be announcing them in the coming weeks. All right, so got a big country birthday to celebrate this week, as I mentioned. One of my all-time favorite country artists is Loretta Lynn. Absolutely love Loretta. Loretta Webb, as she was born, April 14th, 1932, in Butcher Hollow, or Butcher Holler, as they call it in Kentucky. We just lost Loretta at the tail end of 2022. She was 90 years old when she passed. Man, she leave a legacy of country music. And we're going to play a bunch of tunes right now that she wrote or co-wrote. I think a lot of people don't realize how much music Loretta Lynn actually wrote throughout her career. But first, we're going to start off with a song that was written for Loretta and kind of about Loretta, maybe. Written by Shel Silverstein. This went to number 3 on the country charts in 1973. This is Loretta Lynn herself. Hey, Loretta. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Goodbye to Ben Clothesline, goodbye to pots and pans. I'm gonna take a Greyhound bus as further as I can. I ain't gonna wash no windows, and I ain't gonna scrub no floors. And when you realize I'm gone, I'm gonna hear you roar. Bone, and we don't hardly speak, and all I ever get is a little kiss about once a week. So you can feed the chickens and you can milk the cow. This woman's liberation, honey, is gonna start right now. And you'll say,
hey Loretta, I love you more than my Irish said.
Like a movie star and pretty up my hair, and no one here is gonna know what I'll be doing there. I'll be swinging from the chandelier and bouncing off the wall. Instead of 11, just one man, I'm gonna love them all. And you'll say,
hey, Loretta,
I love you more than my Irish said.
Hey, Loretta,
don't leave me alone.
Hey, Loretta, I swear I'm gonna treat you better.
Wash my heart in the waters of my Savior's grace. We're through. It was on that tragic day, the hurting got its start. That's how it is when lonely hits your heart. I've become a lonely man for the love of a girl. This same old pain goes. That's how it is when lonely hits your heart. I spend my nights a-crying since my baby's not around. My heart was the first place lonely found. Think I'll forget her. I can't begin to start. That's how it is when lonely hits your heart. I've become a lonely man for the love of a girl. The same old pain goes on and on. It's lonesome. Just don't matter, but it's tearing me apart. That's how it is when lonely hits your heart. Yes, that's how it is when lonely hits your heart.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, a bunch of songs written or co-written by the great Loretta Lynn, including I'm a Honky Tonk Girl, which was the first song and first single she ever wrote, released in 1960. And that was not Loretta, though. That was not. I know it sounded a lot like Loretta, but that was actually Sissy Spacek, the actress from the film Coal Miner's Daughter, based on the life of Loretta Lynn, released in 1980. And, you know, I hear a lot about, you know, how much everybody loved Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash. And, oh, he sounded just like him. That's, no, get out of here with that BS. You want to find an actor that sounds almost exactly like the musician they were playing, it would be Sissy Spacek as Loretta Lynn. I think it's one of the greatest performances you'll ever see in a biopic. There you go. So before that, we gave you a track, a little known Loretta Lynn track called When Lonely Hits Your Heart. She released in 1964. Warner Mack did a version in 1967. That was the version you heard right there. Before that, we gave you a track that Loretta co-wrote, but was not the first to record. The track is called I Pray My Way Out of Trouble, originally released by the Osborne Brothers, a very famous gospel group, in 1969. Loretta would not record her version until 1972. But, of course, as we know, Loretta also wrote some really killer gospel tunes. Before that, we gave you a track that everybody should know, but maybe not that version. The track, the song is called You Ain't Woman Enough, which Loretta Lynn originally wrote and recorded in 1966. Big hit for Loretta. Just about every female artist in country music at that time recorded that tune at one point. Skeeter Davis, Dottie West, Norma Jean, they all did it. But Connie Smith did a great version in 1967. That's what we gave you. And then we started you with a track that Loretta didn't write. It was actually written by Shel Silverstein, but it's kind of about Loretta. It's called Hey Loretta. And that was a big single for Loretta Lynn in 1973. All right, so let's go back to the queen herself. Here's a big hit she had in 1968. This is Loretta Lynn. She's going to take you to Fifth City. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fifth City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fifth City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fifth City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fifth City. I'm
clock just now struck ten. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. Love is where you find it when you find no love at home, and there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone.
Sweet words of love you remember that the one at home forgot.
Each time we say's the last time, but we keep hanging on.
And there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire.
Raised my head and set myself in the eye of a storm, in the belly of a well. My spirit stood on solid ground. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When I was a child, I cried until my needs were satisfied. My needs have grown up pound for pound. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When they lay me down someday, my soul will rise and fly away. This old world will turn around.
I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
This life isn't fair, it seems. It's filled with tears and broken dreams. There are no tears where I am bound. And I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
Child, I cried. parlor. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines. All day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. And everything would start all over come break of morn.
Side of the tracks. Listen, you can't talk about Loretta Lynn and not talk about her signature song, right? Her autobiographical piece. It's one of her most famous tunes, Coal Miner's Daughter. And of course, as we mentioned, the song was also the title of the movie about her life, which was released 10 years later. But this was released October 5th, 1970. And a huge hit for Loretta Lynn and the song that would really define her as a country artist, I think. And before that, we did a couple duets, because Loretta did a lot of duets back in the day. And but we gave you a recent one, somewhat recent, from 2016. That's Loretta and Willie Nelson doing a track called Lay Me Down, which was released off of her 2016 album Full Circle, her 43rd solo album, and an album that got her nominated for a Grammy for Best Country Artist. And I don't pay attention to the Grammys. Did she win? I don't know. She should have. I'll just say that. Before that, we gave you a duet with Conway Twitty because, again, you can't talk about Loretta's career and not talk about all the duets she did with Conway Twitty. They were a powerhouse, dynamic duo back in the 1970s especially. And that right there, one of their biggest hits, After the Fire Is Gone, released in January of 1971, number one on the Billboard Country Charts that year. And crossed over to the Billboard Hot 100 as well. Before that, we gave you a song that Loretta wrote and recorded and released in 1972 called Rated X, but we gave you the Nico Case and the Sadies version from 1999. I love me some Nico Case. And, you know, I think Nico Case would admit we wouldn't have Nico Case if it wasn't for Loretta Lynn. And then starting off the block, Fist City, written and performed by Loretta, 1968, another big hit. All right, so there you go. Loretta Lynn, born April 14th, 1932, in Butcher Holler, Kentucky. And we're going to finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. You already heard a duet that he did with Loretta, but he's got an album celebrating anniversary this week that's a big one. because this was a big, big record. Released April 17th, 1978, Stardust, which was the 22nd album of Willie Nelson's career at that point in time. And it went to number one on the Billboard country charts and stayed there for a long time. And this album produced a bunch of great singles that still get airplay today. And we're going to give you the one that he won a Grammy for Best Country Male Vocal Performance. And, of course, the Stardust record is all tunes from the Great American Songbook, songs written by guys like Hoagie Carmichael and Irving Berlin. My favorite song on this record, or one of, is Georgia On My Mind. So let's give you that right now. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, and just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, on my mind, on my mind, on my mind. On my mind, on my mind, on my mind.